case on the docket is case number 14064. It's an application of Baytech Energy USA Limited for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in case 14064 on behalf of Baytech Energy USA Limited. We intend to call three witnesses in this matter. And one witness, the land witness, Lee Zink, is present with us in the hearing room. He'll be appearing in this matter. And then we'll be calling Ben Metz. Excuse me, Lee Zink will be testifying as to land matters. And then Ben Metz will be offering some geologic testimony. And Dave Koskela will be offering some engineering testimony. Did I pronounce his name correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Mr. Zink will be going first.
Thank you. Mr. Zink, can you raise your right hand for me, please? Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
I do.
Thank you.
Lee, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Lee Zink, Z-I-N-K.
And Lee, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I am the landman with Baytech Energy USA.
And you've testified before the commission previously, have you not?
I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
I have.
Mr. Examiner, we'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Lee, let's turn to the packet of exhibits first for case 14064. And why don't you just quickly identify the cover page, and then we'll go on to the various exhibits that are contained in the packet.
Yeah, the cover page just kind of outlines where the amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool is in North Dakota, in Defiant County.
Okay, and then let's go to exhibit L1. Tell us what exhibit L1 is.
Exhibit L1 is just a general locator map of kind of where our proposed field amendment rules are in Defiant County.
Just sort of a closer look than what the previous exhibit, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, and then let's go to L2.
L2 is a zoomed-in version of the Ambrose Bakken Pool. Outlined in red is our proposed 1280-acre spacing unit.
Okay, and when you talk about a proposed 1,280-acre spacing unit, as depicted on your L2, you have two black lines already drawn in sections 4 and 5, is that correct?
That's correct.
And those are producing wells,
those
is that correct?
Those are producing 640 acre
okay.
wells.
So the application for the 1,280 is an overlapping 1,280 so that an increased density well can be drilled, is that correct?
That's correct.
Let's go to L3. Tell us what that is.
L3 is kind of the same map as L2, just showing Baytech's and group's working interest in those two units, two 640 units. As you see, kind of those 1280 unit probably got an average of about 97% in that 1280.
And Baytech is the current operator of the two wells drilled on 640, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you'd anticipate that Baytech, if this application is granted, would also be the operator of the increased density
That's
well?
Correct. Okay.
That's all the questions I have for the land witness.
Thank you. Any questions from staff for this witness? Is Mr. Metz next then?
Yes.
Mr. Metz, are you on the phone?
Yes.
This is the hearing officer. I'd like to place you under oath. Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Ben, would you state your full name for the record, please? Spell your last name.
Ben Metz, M-E-T-Z.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I am a geologist for Baytech Energy USA.
And you've testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Ben, let's go to G1, and can you quickly describe what's contained on G1?
This is a structure map on the top of the forks, showing a cross section line from A to A prime going from west to east using the Olson 1 well at the west, and in the middle the Grunstad 22-9X going to the wind fault 26-2, and you see the overlying 1280 spacing unit there also.
Okay, let's go on to Exhibit G2, and that is the cross-section that you previously talked about. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that sets forth the target zone, which is the middle of the Bakken. Is that correct?
The middle of Bakken and the Three Forks itself.
Are both targets for this well, or is just the middle Bakken the target?
The target on this well will be the Three Forks.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for this witness.
Any questions from staff?
Ben, this is Bruce Hicks. The existing wells, are they Three Forks?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Costello next?
Yes.
Mr. Costello, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Dave, state your full name for the record. Please spell your last name.
David Costella, K-O-S-K-E-L-L-A.
And Dave, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I work for Baytex Energy USA as a senior reservoir engineer.
And have you testified before the commission previously?
I believe 3 to 4 years ago I testified for Cornerstone but I testified in many different states and I can't remember exactly for sure, so if you want to requalify me, that's
okay.
Fine too.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's just very briefly provide us with your educational background and work experience.
My undergrad is in mechanical engineering. I graduated in 1991 from University of Colorado in Boulder. I also have two masters in business finance and international management from the University of Denver. And I've been working in the oil and gas industry for 19 years now, primarily as a reservoir engineer, but several years as a field engineer and completions engineer and production engineer.
How long have you been with Baytex?
I've been with Baytex now for about 4 months.
We'd offer further testimony to this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Dave, let's turn back to the packet of exhibits. Let's go to Exhibit E1. Just very quickly, tell us what E1 is and then discuss the more pertinent aspects of the exhibit.
Yeah, Exhibit E1 just gives you a quick snapshot of the reservoir characteristics, and the information that's important to take away from this would be the estimation of the OIP, or the original oil in place, which is estimated to be about 5.2 million barrels for this 1,280-acre spacing unit. And it gives some criteria of what the oil is, 43 API oil, with approximately 1,000 to 1,200 SCF per barrel GOR.
And your expected recovery for a well drilled in this area is what?
For the 640-acre, it is a 1280 spacing unit, but we're essentially drilling a 640-acre designed well. The ultimate recovery would be approximately 288,000 barrels.
And that, in your view, would be incremental oil. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's go to the next exhibit, Exhibit E2. Tell us what that is, please.
E2 gives you a snapshot of the recovery factors that have been calculated based on the two parent wells. Both of those wells are relatively new, and we've drilled quite a few of these wells, so we have a pretty good, a high level of confidence in the type curve that is assigned to these wells, with an EUR of 278 MBO. Those two original wells will recover approximately 11% of the original oil in place, and we would like to drill a third well in this 1280 spacing unit in order to increase that recovery factor to 16% and try to maximize the recovery of the minerals there.
Okay, and you're looking at a rate of return of approximately, an investment of $4.7 million, net present value of $2.5 million, and then a rate of return of approximately 27%. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. So that demonstrates that this is an economic investment and there's no waste involved here.
Okay. Let's go on then to Exhibit E3. Dave, tell us what that is. There's a lot of information on this, so obviously I don't want you to go through everything. Just highlight the more pertinent aspects of it.
Yeah, this is just a generic wellbore diagram that's going to show you that we're going to drill a new vertical well, and then we'll kick off At approximately 8,000 feet of depth, the build rate of about 12 degrees per 100, and then we will drill this lateral to an approximate total lateral length of about 4,500 feet of lateral, I believe, and the total depth is 14,000, actually almost 15,000 feet. And the entire well is inside of the setbacks, as you can see with the red outlines, both the surface hole as well as the toe of the well.
Okay. And currently you're planning on surface location in the southeast-southwest of 4 with a bottom hole location in the northeast-northwest of 5, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the blue line that is described in between, trying to sort of equal the space between the two parent wells.
And in terms of the wellbore configuration, would you be using similar completion techniques that you utilized in your 640 well in 4 and 5?
That is correct.
Okay. Let's go on to that wellbore configuration or wellbore diagram, which is Exhibit E4, and I'll have you briefly discuss what's contained on that exhibit.
E4 describes our bottom hole assembly. Packer assembly will be a series of sleeves and swellable packers that would be run in this hole, and then we will planning to pump approximately 16 or 17 frac stages, similar, as you mentioned, to those two parent wells that were drilled previously in this area.
Dave, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
That is correct, yes.
Mr. Examiner, that's all the questions I have. We would offer each one of the exhibits that was identified by the three witnesses.
Thank you. Exhibits are admitted into the record. Are there any questions from staff?
Dave, this is Bruce Hicks. Do you plan to monitor the existing wells while you stage frack the infill?
Yes. We will be watching the pressure at the surface on those wells. Of course, inter-well interference is a concern, and that's we're interested in monitoring that and optimizing what is the actual optimal density of wells to optimize recovery of the minerals here. We do have an offset well, the Larson 11, in 162-99 section 11 that was drilled and fracked by Sampson recently. And we did do microseismic monitoring on that well, and we are a working interest owner in that well, and we actually operate that well at this point in time. But from the microseismic analysis, the furthest events that we saw were approximately 800 feet away from the wellbore. So you can see by the spacing of this wellbore, we do not anticipate any sort of interference with this current spacing that we're requesting.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from staff? Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
Boris, before you leave this case, I believe the application said you wanted an expedited order. Is that
yes,
right?
And I just consulted with Mr. Zink, and I think that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, we have planned mid-year spot on this, so it's not in any huge area.
That'll conclude the hearing then on case number 14064. The case will be taken under advisement by the commission.